guys, I'm going to continue from wherever we stop, and I'm going to read first the title of Rav Ashlag. אף על פי שנצטמצמה רק מבחינת ד', נצטלק האור גם בגיל הבחינות הראשונות. After the צמצום, which means it's a reduction, it's a reduce of the desire to receive, and the בחינה ד', the fourth phase, say, I don't want to have, what happened with the other three phases? They also didn't have light. Why? We're going to explain that now. כבר נתבאר שהנקודה האמצעית, שהוא סוד הנקודה הכוללת של מחשבת הבריאה, והוא הרצון שנהנות בה. What is the middle point? What is מלכות of אינסוף? What is בחינה ד'? What is the fourth phase exactly? What is it? How can we describe it? It's the desire to have joy from whatever the creator want to give. Meaning, the creator, there's no cause and effect by the creator. Yeah, we're doing it here because we have another class downstairs. So the creator, once the creator want to give, automatically there is a creation of a force that want to receive. That force that want to receive, it's called Bchina Dalet, called the fourth phase, or Malchut of Ein Sof, or middle point. That's the name. So what is it made from? A desire to receive the joy that the creator want to give. But because it's a kishet et atzmo, להשוות צורת עולם מעציל ביתר סט. The middle point, want to become like the creator. After all, the DNA of Malchut of Ein Sof was not different than the endless, the same thing. So what it say, he used the word, Rav Ashlag used a very specific word, kishet et atzmo, decorate itself, or put some nice clothing. It's weird. Words, kishet et atzmo, decorate. Yeah, kishutim is decoration. Why? To have an affinity, the word is affinity, shivui tzura, with the ma'atzil, with the emanator. Even though that from the emanator there is no change, there is no shape, there is no different, but the middle point, which was the desire to receive all the joy, felt, use the word felt, felt, הרגישה בזה כעין המשכה בלתי ישירה מבנתו את ברך על דבר המשל הדל מהעשיר היין שם היטב. על כן מייתה את רצונה מבחינה האחרונה. אבל זה קצת something very nice. You say, here come the creator. The creator is giving, is the force of giving of everything. Now that force of giving everything, creating something that can receive everything. Simple. That force that meant to receive everything, called middle point, Malchut of Ein Sof, is an original desire. Now remember, before the Tzimtzum, it was no different. They were equal. Why? When do you start to see the difference? When it's empty. Before it's empty, it all looks the same. Metaphor on our life. When do you see people different than one another? When they're running on empty. When they both happy, they look the same. One happy, one sad, they don't look the same. The way that Rav Ashlag explaining it is unique, and that's why I'm stopping to explain it. What is Tzimtzum? What's the originate of Tzimtzum? Is when the desire of the receiver don't want to be longer a receiver. So what happened as a result? the light don't change. But if I close my eyes now, the light change for me as a receiver. But the light stays the same. The light stays the same. But the receiver no longer receives light. That's called Tzimtzum, in a simple way to explain it. But the original idea of Tzimtzum, the force, the attention, the reasons, the why it happened, is not because I don't want to talk to you anymore. The opposite. It came from a place that I want to become like the divine. I want to give. I don't want to receive. So there is a noble behavior that creates a result which is different than the word noble. As I always say, when I meet people for the first time in spirituality, so there is only two reasons to fight, giving and receiving. Either you want to give and nobody want to receive, either you want to receive and nobody want to give you. That's it. That's where fight end, fight begin. Because that's the only two forces. There's nothing else. Nothing else in this universe. Life is so simple. So simple. If you can give people all what they want to receive from you, and receive from people all what they want to give you, nothing ever going to stop. Everything going to be perfect. The problem is, many times, either we don't give people, or either we give people things they don't want. Right? It's like me going buying cosmetic to Debbie. And years ago, I was here in LA in Westwood. So I found something cheap. You know, I'm a man. I saw a deal. It was layers of cosmetic. And then I didn't know a woman needs a specific one. It has to be, I don't know, the name. That's the name. And it was, it looked the same to me, you know, with the brush that you put the color and the thing and the pencil. So she didn't want to insult me, received it. Oh my God, it's amazing, it's amazing. When we clean for Passover, the house, I choose the shower and the toilet and the area. I find the old box, that was very hard. I said, but it's good because then you're 6 months longer married. You marry a little bit longer. The language is different. So you insult a little bit less. That's what marriage, people ask me what's marriage. I say you get insulted less and less with the time. You don't hear well, you don't see well, you don't care. Just continue. You don't even know what's going on. So I said, what happened? I said, honey, I didn't want to insult you, but it's not what the brand. But that's what bothers people. You give them, and they don't receive it. Because the nature of your soul is to give. You want to give. Or you want to receive, and they don't want to give you. That's it. Don't go too far with fight. That's the only reason to fight. I want to give you something, you don't want it. It hurt me. I want to receive something, you don't want to give me. It hurt me. That's it. It's so beautiful. That's it. An entire existence in two forces. That's it. One, two. So you live your life and people try to go to understand themselves. Why do you talk to me like this? Why you don't talk to me like this? What do you want? What can I give you? What do you want? This is what can I give you. Sit. Tick, tick, tick. That's what we talk to people. But here, the container, the vessel, as Rav Ashlag teaching us, want to be not like poor all the time. Rav Ashlag mentioned an example here, a story. A rich man keep giving charity to the poor. What is the poor really dream about? One day I want to give. What does a poor want? Dream of a poor man. To give. What is the one thing poor can ever act on? Give. The punishment is not that he's poor. Punishment that he cannot give. The nature of the soul is to give. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch, the book of the Jewish law, write that even a poor man has to count how much money they gave him and take tithing from it. It's shocking because it's not fair. So if people give him $20 for the whole day, he has to give $2 away. Terrible. Terrible. People give him one loaf of bread, 10 of it, it doesn't belong to him. Not easy. But to be always poor, shame is only give, because the nature of your soul is to give. That's why, Sir Rav Ashlag, מאיתה את רצונה מהבחינה האחרונה. The Malchut of Ensof, the middle point, took the last level of desire, because there is four levels of desire. We went to it many times. We have level of Chokhmah, which is almost no desire, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Malchut, that's the essence of all the desire. So, מאיתה את רצונה, she reduced the amount of receiving from the four phases, from the middle point, which is the foundation of all this desire to have joy. Why? So it can be dvekut. Dvekut means cleaving or affinity. So to be cleaving the Creator, like the Creator. But what happened as a result? So the intention was, I want to become one with the Creator. What happened as a result? Mitroken or mikol p'chinat abakum. All the light disappeared from the container. So that's the shocking. Here, I'm trying to become like the divine. And here, I become further away from the divine. Seem unfair. Seem unfair. But Rav Ashlag, there is a question here. If only the fourth phase did the Tzimtzum, because the three other phases didn't do Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum only taking place on Malchut, always. Tzimtzum don't take care of Chokhmah, Binah, and Zeranpin. That's why, I mean, if you go deeper than that, that, if you really want to go deep, Shabbat, only Shabbat, Malchut. But Shabbat is Malchut HaMetukenet. The Malchut, how it looks like in the end of the Tikkun. That's Shabbat. So every Shabbat you taste a little bit of how Malchut of the end of the Tikkun look like. That's how Malchut, Shabbat is supposed to do all the physical things that they tell you to restrict during the week. If it's food, if it's sex, if it's joy, if it's take care of your body, if the shower, the mikveh, the perfume, you have to look good. Why? They want you to receive on Shabbat. They teach you how to receive, because the original creation was to receive. What was Malchut meant to be? Only receiving. But because of that moment we just described, that Malchut said, I don't want to receive. And because there is no coercion in spirituality, you can force nothing on anybody. The light can come. The light can come. The light can only come to a place of desire. What happened to the other three phases? Bchina Aleph, Bet, and Gimel. That was the whole idea of Rav Ashlag. They also, the light also left them. So Rav Ashlag asked, why? Rav Ashlag explained, very nice, because in spirituality, not like physicality, if one change, everything changes. There is no separation. There is no chalakim. Chalakim means portion. There's no portion. Everything either happened or didn't happen. Because unity exists at a spiritual level. This is important to understand. Should I go more on that? Is that clear? Mm-hmm. If you have questions, don't be shy to ask me. ואחר זה, after that, נמשך שוב אור אין סוף, ברוך הוא, אל המקום שנתרוקן. What happened after? What happened after? Now we have empty desire, light, but the light is still knocking on heaven's door. Light never stops. Light is always coming. But this time it has to come less than it was before. Because before, it was all the light that you want to give. There is desire for all the light, so it become one. But now what happened? It become only a line of light. Line. Where is this line go? To the place that where the light used to be. But he didn't fulfill it to all the four phases. He only fulfill it only for the three phases. Why? Because that was the original idea. I don't want to receive. So now, Chokhmah received Bina receive. Zeran per receive, but what they receive? Line. How much is a line of light compared to what we call circular light? Very small amount. Very small amount. So circular, don't try to imagine a shape, but circular mean all of it. And line mean a drop. Try to think about a dropper that you want to put the medicine. So it looks like line if you imagine it in your brain, like a pipe. So you do, you know, there's a limitation. But when you have igul, circle, that means, you know, you're swimming in it. You are in it. See? So I remember one of the commercial when I was a little bit younger, 16, one of the commercial, I remember Sprite came out. Sprite was not exist. It came out, Sprite. Remember the day that it came out, everybody was. So one of the things they did is like people jumping to a swimming pool of Sprite. I don't know if you remember that. It was a great commercial. I was just doesn't get out of my head. So that's what I imagine, like igul. You are swimming in, you're not drinking it, you are in it, you become it. Unique. But after Tzimtzum, there's only one line coming. What happened to the fourth phase now? Fourth phase, stay halul, halo, 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 halo. There is emptiness there. And it was empty and hollow. Now, why? Why is it, I mean, why did he use the word halul? Like the Ari use it. Halul mean hollow. Very kanit and empty. Because the light now cannot come to the fourth phase. So what happened to the fourth phase? Empty. Try to think like a vacuum. Try to think like you're throwing, I know the Rav used to use this, you're throwing a stone into the lake. When the lake hit the water, it created a bubble. If you have to have good camera for that. Not, the iPhone will not make it. You need to, like professional people. The picture has to be very fast. You're going to see a bubble. If you go online, you're going to see like that bubble, that's Bchina Dalet.
No light.
It's empty. It's tough for you? Derav used the word, not stone, he said, I think pebble or something like that.
Pebble?
Pebble, yeah. And then it creates ripples. And those ripples, it's complex. I don't want to go there with you because you're going to lose me. But from the person who threw the stone, the main event happened where the stone touched. Mm-hmm. And the ripple coming your way, right? Mm-hmm. It's coming, always coming to where it came from. Yeah, exactly, exactly. But it's going away from where the event takes place. The event is the middle point. Again, I don't want to use physical example, but still it's a good one, so maybe you can rely on it. Maybe, I'm not sure if that helps you. But the one thing I want you to imagine, there is a bubble there. You ever throw a stone in the lake, and there is like, there is something happening. This, that's it, the halo, the emptiness. Because the light didn't arrive. Lord Bechlal. But if Saksham Orensov and the endless light stopped them, then go to the Bechlal. It Bayer Lakman. And we will explain later, Sarah Vashtak, more details on that. Now you get more about Elirim. But that Avin, now you need to understand. Shadalat Bechlal declared Zomizo. The office of Gam Bechlalat Aspa, Shadam Gam can Arab Bechlal. In every level, in every sphere, in every four phases, there is four phases in the four phases. Meaning, in Malchut, you have the first phase of Malchut, the second phase of Malchut, the third phase of Malchut, and the fourth phase of Malchut. Now, Zeranpin. First, so every subdivision exists everywhere. So that's been the light arrive to the three phases, to the three phases of the fourth phases. So Chokhmah Bina of Zeranpin, of Malchut of Ensof, arrive. Am I losing you? There's become like a lot of details. Because you need to know, every fourth phase was blocked from receiving the light because of the Tzimtzum. But even the three phases, even the three levels of Malchut, still receive the light. רק הבחינה האחרונה מבחינה דלת שבה, היא בלבדה נשארה רקנית בלי אור וזכור זו. Only the fourth face, which is the bottom, that stay empty. It's the only thing that stay empty. And Rav Asher, for some reason, said, please remember that. זכור זאת, remember that. Only that stay empty. So why is it so important to remember? Because the laws of our universe is everything work in a perfect way, in a perfect manner. So when something say, I don't want to have something, you're not going to have. You know? Some people suffer from what we call a borderline personality. I don't know if you heard of that. It's a psychological term. So they have that issue that they like to threatening you by leaving you if you don't behave like them. That's one of the syndrome of borderline. You can read. There is a book called, I had to read all those books for the rehab I used to work in. I Hate You, Please Don't Leave Me. That's the name of the book. It's a great book. Bestseller in New York. It's good for psychologists mostly. But it teaches you human brain. If you're dating somebody like this, normally they will do it to you. Say, I hate you, they fight with you. And then, don't leave me. They have rejection. What they do, they leave so you can chase them. There's a lot of drama going on. Why? Because they don't know how to awake the receiving force again. So they leave you and they want you to chase. And then they look back. He didn't chase. So, you know, the reason I'm laughing because I remember a conversation I had with somebody 3 weeks ago. I met somebody from the Middle East. And I don't meet a lot of people in the Middle East. And we both read each other very well, you know? And we all started laughing and nobody understood why we're laughing. And because Middle Eastern people, they do that a lot. You know, they leave and they want the guy who sells you the shirt to chase you. It's a tradition. And we do it like for money, with everything. And I said to him, we came to America, nothing worked. Nobody chasing us. Hello? Don't you see I'm leaving? Leave. Nobody chases us. We're waiting for them to come. No. He doesn't even get angry. Nobody. It's so funny. And I mean, there is some area in the United States, if you travel, I traveled from New York to Miami once, and I had to stop in the northern part of Florida, a little bit between, I think Atlanta is the border, from what we say, yeah, Atlanta, then Florida, right? So there is a city, when you drive through, on the 95, there is a town. So you go to supermarket, that's a different level. Woo, different level. I didn't understand what's going on. Then I said the English, and then I said, what's happening? And they talk interesting English. What's happening here? I mean, I know my English needs some correction, but their English was different. And they look at me like, don't you understand us? No. And they ask me, do you want this? I didn't understand what they want. And I look at my son and say, what's happening here? They're saying something. So I don't understand. I say, okay, so I'm going to go. It's funny. Why am I telling you this? Because when we talk about receiving and giving, lucky will be the human being who know how to synchronize the giving and the receiving with every human being. Because it's more than language. It's to achieve that gift from the Creator that you're able to do that. There's very talented people that I met in my life that are great communicators. Great communicator. I'm not talking about just public speaker communicator. I'm talking like they know how to put things together. They know how to listen. They know how to talk. It's a gift. Not that you, I don't know if I have it. You know, a person can be a great speaker, a great teacher. But when the light is off and the camera is off, now communication starts. Not always the best. So not always easy. So communication is giving and receiving. So you're right. Now, we're opening a different chapter, Perek Chet. החוכמה נקראת אור והחסדים מים. The wisdom, or the light of wisdom, we call it light, and the light of mercy, we call it water. הבינה נקראת מים עליונים, בינה, we call it upper water, and מלכות, we call it lower water. Okay, that's a code you need to remember. Let's understand, say Rav Asher, like now, the meaning and the idea of the four faces. Ilah ve'ilul, cause and effect. המוכרחות להתפעלות שלמות הצורה של הרצון לקבל. And they need to we need to understand that it's all התפעלות. התפעלות means to be amazed. The word התפעלות means to be amazed. It's a beautiful word. התפעלות שלמות הצורה של הרצון לקבל. How do you know somebody want to receive? התפעלות. Usually borderline personality. If they see you not getting excited about something, they say they leave. Why? Because then you chase them and then you want them, so they come back. It's a mental thing. It comes usually from childhood. If the parents left the kids, abandonment, rejection, adoption. It's very sad. So many people has it. Usually they marry, what do you call it, the selfish one, narcissistic?
Yeah.
So narcissistic and borderline usually is a soulmate. Yeah. One abuse and one like to be abused. It's a mask. I don't know even why I'm talking about it now to you. Like, I didn't talk about those kind of subjects for long, many years. But now when I'm understanding desire, why they run away, I never understood why they run away. It's a trick to get the person to give them when they don't want. It's a trick. It's a manipulation. Like I'm leaving, but sometimes people leave in America, nobody's chasing them. Very sad. Very sad. It's like a lady came to me, and I think she's from Italy or from south of France. And she came to Miami, and she thought this is the place. And she started talking to me about dating and all this and that. I say, in Europe, everybody talk to me. I go to the beach, they say hello, they say, what's going on? I mean, they don't see I'm beautiful, they don't see I'm tall, they don't see, what's happening? They die? Whoa, she's very funny. I said, do you try everything? I said, I try everything. They don't even look. Something wrong. So I start laughing. I said, it's a different mentality, you know? I mean, I don't know about Italy, how the men treat, but I guess they are approaching more. And she, oh, Brazil. No. She was from Brazil. I'm sorry. It was Brazil. She said, Brazil, they're all over you. Hey, you know. And very interesting. The desire in every city is different, too. So that's when you live in a certain city, the desire shifts. That's the last week or this week we were in New York. And 2 weeks ago we were in Miami, very different places. Very different places. But the nature of things in Miami is a little party, a little good food. But in the end of the day, we want to rest. We have a big home. In New York, most people don't have a big home. They have a very small little apartment. You have the laundry machine where you make the omelet. You know, so, and you have a bed. So you want to be as an outside as much as you can. If you look at the magazine of New York, it's all about outside life. If you look at the magazine in Miami, it's all about your home, to buy the furniture and this and that. How about LA? It's a different animal. It's a most unique animal. In LA, Frank Sinatra say you make it in New York, you make it anywhere. My song is you make it in LA, you make it anywhere. It's so easy to make it in New York. Everybody can make it in New York. You go to New York, you make little thing on a paper, you get everything done. You know, LA is a difficult animal. Difficult. Because people want, they found the internet. And once they found that, it's very comfortable. So what does the internet do good? You can see so many lectures, it's great. What is the internet? I mean, I'm not trying to insult anybody at home. You can come. But what's bad about the internet? Sometimes you forget interaction with people. So that desire comes from where? Interaction with people. God gave it to us in the endless. He gave us the gift of love. He gave us the gift of interaction. There is a lot of disappointment in that area. People get disappointed. Fight, argument, disagreement. So what people do? No more of that. But it doesn't solve anything. So the way that we need to solve it is we need to interact. This is part of the desire we have to develop inside of us. So עכשיו נפאר מהות דלת הבחינות אילה ואילו, לבחות להתפלות של רבה מצורות. So to be amazed, that's a true desire to receive. You know? I gave a course to women. They asked me, give us one word that's going to make us win every date. I said, be amazed. Do you know how to be amazed? If you don't know how to be amazed, nothing's going to happen. You have to be amazed. Amazed. Person say a stupid joke, be amazed. How amazing is that joke? You don't? Not going to work. בסוד המים, המים יערו וילדו אפלה, כי הנה באצילות יש בית בחינת אור. In אצילות, אצילות being emanation, there is two types of light. Please remember, only in אצילות, only in emanation. הבחינה אחת נקרא אור, שעושות חוכמה, והבחינה הבית נקרא מים, שעושות חסדים. In אצילות, in the world of emanation, in that realm, in that level, there is two types of light. Light of wisdom, and light of mercy. Light of wisdom, of course, that's the original light, the strongest light. And light of mercy is what is the clothing for the light of wisdom. Now, the name for those two light, the first one is called Chokhmah, wisdom. That's how we call it, wisdom. Second light, we call mind, water, which is Chasadim. כי הבחינה אחת נמשכת מעילה לתתה, because the first one is coming from above to below, בלי סיוע מצד התחתון. There is no involve, there is no anything that come from the receiver point of view. הבחינה ב' נמשכת בסיוע מצד התחתון. The second level is coming from the lower level. And that's why it's called mind. שכן טבע האור שיסדו למעלה, כן טבע המים שיסדו למטה, ואבן. Is that convince anybody? It is called light of wisdom, and it is called water. Light of חסדים, called water. So you say, Avashlak said, because the light of wisdom is like light. Where is the light usually come from? From above. Light come from above. Light don't come from below. You ever think about it? Very interesting what Rav Ashlag mentioned. Light is always above. Maybe that's why they put the lamp up. What if they put it below? You're right, it will not do a lot. Wow. Wow. Interesting. I mean, simple, so simple, but true. And so water is always below. Sunshine above, water below. You know, when the Rav got sick, the Rav asked me if I can study with him. So, I couldn't listen to it for many years. Till now, when I traveled to New York, Debbie saw me, no, Miami. I listened and I put my eyes there. I want to listen to, because he gave me a whole lecture for 2 hours. Like private, I used to study with the Rav private. And I look at the Rav, I said to him, so he teaches me on the secret how to make water, how to do the water so you can this, but I'm a little bit lazy to do this thing. So he sit with me hours and hours and days and months and years. And it was too much. I don't think I'm lazy, but sometimes I'm lazy. So I try to get out of it. So I say, why water? So I have the answer there in a tape, a recording. So you say, look at Genesis. Is it say that God created water? I look, no. It only said that he separated the water to go here, but... So where is water, Elia? In the tape. That's the original thing. And I said, wow. I never knew why he wanted to work with me on the water project. All the people who were involved in the water project were my students. I never understand. And whatever it's done, I have to be involved. Whatever it's this, it's weird. But now, it's only revealed to me when I want to go into Miami. That's it. My son saw me listening for 1 hour like this on the flight. So what are you doing? I said, I can't talk. And I'm listening. He said, why was I afraid to listen to it? Like, I didn't want to hear it. Because I have also a recording when I'm with him before he passed. So the last recording. And I listened to that too. Like very details about Hebrew letters. So, you know, sometimes you're not ready. I know you're not ready, but the water thing, I'm not ready for doing water or anything like that. It's too much work and a lot of meditation. I don't think I'm still worthy to do that yet. I gotta be permission. But very interesting. Very interesting. Like, so when you call it water, it came to my mind what I did in Miami. So water is below. But here it doesn't talk about physical water. He said that the light of mercy is called water. Also in water, there is two levels. One called upper water, שהם על ידי הבחינה, הבית, שבדלת הבחינות, which is the second phase, because there is four, remember. ויש מים תחתונים שהם על ידי הבחינה הדלת שבדלת הבחינות. And then there is lower water, which is the fourth phase, between the four phases, which is מלכות, right? If we go, that's below, מלכות, זרנפין, בינה, חוכמה. So the light of wisdom, חוכמה, that's why it's above. Then you have water, upper water, and lower water. Right? You have lower water, upper water, chokhmah. You have four. You have four, exactly. Everybody want to know what happened to Zerapin. Zerapin is the bridge between the physical, where we are, the spiritual. That's why every time that you act nice, you connect to Zeranpin. What happened on Shabbat? Zeranpin work by itself. Whatever you do on Shabbat, Zeranpin has been activated. You don't need to activate Zeranpin. It works already. It's only on Shabbat. And some holidays too. I mean, if you take the Seder, for example, in the night of the Seder, you go, but only in the night. Most people do mistake. They say, oh, Pesach, Pesach. Only the night, if you know what to do. That's why when I did Seder here last year for all the people who came, I make sure everybody will do on their plate, at least for 5-6 people, they do what I do on my head table. So if I do 3 matzot, they do 3 matzot. If I do this, so it doesn't matter. You do the same like me. Because that's defined what kind of year you're going to have. Okay? If your life is not going to be good, I'm suffering. So I better teach you to do everything right. You know, that's how it goes. Pesach last year was phenomenal. I didn't expect so many people. Phenomenal. This was just great. So, is it clear upper water, lower water? Okay. ועל כן, יש בכל התפשטות של אור, that's why every spread out of light from the אינסוף, 10 ספירות. There is 10 ספירות. כי האינסוף שהוא סוד השורש, ומאציל נקרא כתל. The Ensof, the endless, or the Ma'atzil, Ma'atzil being emanator, we call it crown, or keter. V'or ha'itpashut atzmo nikra chokhma. But the light that comes from the Ma'atzil, we call it chokhma. So now you know the difference. You want to repeat it? Again. Why there is ten sefirot? The Ensof, what is the Ensof? What is, look at our finger. This is keter, when you study palm reading. This is Keter. Chokhmah, Binah, Zeranpin, Malchut. Or you can count it like this. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's why you have 10 fingers. Not just mistake. It's 5 because there is Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, Zeranpin, Malchut. So, Keter is really just the force of everything, but nothing happened there. There's no sharing or receiving. Once light comes out of Keter, this is level of Chokhmah. שהוא כל שיעור התפשטות של האור בין למעלה. מאין סוף ברוך הוא, כל אדם שבכל התפשטות האור בין למעלה, כולו רצו לקבל כנר. So that light, once it leaves Keter, that means there is already a desire to receive within it, not just desire to share. Otherwise it would stay with Keter. Am I understood? In fact, you look confused.
Right.
Why with something mathematically, or physics, things cannot leave only if it's different than what it left. If it's the same, it can leave, it's the same. Once it's different, then it's leaving. Even the nature of the thing is sharing. But sharing light, the emanator, now share light, that light is part of the emanator, but it's not an emanator. It's a light that extends from the emanator. So that light that extends from the emanator, we call it Chokhmah. The emanator, we call Keter. You got it? Yeah. What's not sit well with you?
So now it's separate. It's emanated it.
Yeah.
So it's not the origin. It's something separate that came apart from it.
It's an extension. Uh-huh. But what very difficult to understand, because we think once the matzil, once the emanator share, there is less light in the emanator. The emanator stays the same no matter what happened after that. Mm-hmm. But because the emanator want to share, remember, there is a creation of desire for that sharing, right? Mm-hmm. So within the light that been shared, there is already also the desire to receive that light that been shared. Mm-hmm. It's a unique concept. Mm-hmm. So the light in it, the light that was giving, in it, in this system, there is receiving and giving. The receiving force of the emanator and the receiving to receive the gift of the emanator I want to give you. All within that light called endless light. It's a unique concept. It's a tremendous, tremendous.
It's like the rock that's part of the mountain.
Very good. Rav Ashlag used it in a different book. Yeah, very good. Yeah, the rock. When he talked about the rock and the mountain, he raised a question there. It's a different section. He used either a hammer or an ox. I don't remember what he used. He said, you chop a stone from a mountain. There, Rav Ashlag tried to explain, how can you explain that the light separates from the endless? Doesn't make sense, because there is no separation there. That's where he bring it. I love that section. I love that section. Thank you for bringing it up. What is it different? Different. Here, he's talking about, before he talked about the mountain, so just to let you know that the light that extend, within it there is a desire to receive already. What's unique about it? Why he has to mention it? Because we think sharing is only sharing. But a sharing with no address of receiving is a lost sharing. Nothing feels worse when you make a party and nobody show up. In the 80, it used to be, disco was not that big, it was. But people do, they buy a few music, record. I think in America too, no?
Yeah, yeah.
And you have drink and you have, you put the vinyl, it's called. Uh-huh. And you play the music. You don't have a DJ, but you have things that can take sometimes 10 of them in the same time. You do ABBA. ABBA was one of the music, like the number one. ABBA, money, 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 that was this. Yeah. And then people dance, you know, people dance. And what do I try to say by that? Because you share a party, then you wait in the balcony while nobody show up, you know? And then the song at the 80 came, I think in the 60 it was, it's my party and I cry if I want to, I think. You remember that? It's my party. Which means she's waiting for somebody to show up, but nobody show up, you know? So when you want to share, and there's no force of receiving in the other end, nothing is more painful. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is more painful. For reincarnation, we're in a week of reincarnation. Why women want to marry more than men want to marry? Doesn't make sense. The Zohar said that men is the one responsible, not women. There is no tikkun for marrying women on that. Why? What's the purpose? Say, when the woman come, she volunteered to help a few men in her life. She chose which men she's going to help. Then she helped the best she can. But she want to give that gift. And he is running away like stupid, away from her. Stupid. What's wrong? And I came on it. Stupid. Whatever it is, his mother, or his sister, or his wife. So what happened? She want to give. And he does what? That's break the heart. Very painful. I want to give you a gift. Why are you running? I'm here for you. That hurts sometimes more, listen, than when you want to receive, somebody don't give you. Think about it. It's a weird thing. It's a weird. I want to give you a coin, and you don't want to take it from me. I get hurt more than if I want the coin, and you don't want to give it to me. You ever thought about it? This is crazy. Why would we get hurt more when we give than receive? If you ask everybody, all human beings are greedy. Not true. All human beings want to give, but there is not always a place to give it to. Who needs more, the teacher or the student? The teacher. the teacher want to give. If there is no student to give it to, he's in pain. So, oh my God, I want to give so much tonight, but I hope I have enough soul to give to. That's very difficult. The teacher will tell you, oh, I don't need you. No, teacher need more than the student. More than the student want to study, teacher want to teach. True teacher, not talk about just somebody that really understand that if you teach, you make a difference in the soul of a person, he can help it. He has to give. I know about myself, I cannot witness myself. I can talk to people in the supermarket, in the elevator, in the Chabad center, in the synagogue, in the church, in a rehab. I can't stop it. If you can stop it, you are a teacher by profession. If you can't stop it, you know you are always on a give. But how painful it is, let's say, my own children, how much my own children will listen to me. I have three teenagers, right? The great teacher Eliyahu want to talk to his kids. Anybody will listen? Nobody will listen. Let me give you a piece of advice. A little piece. I have some experience, 30 years, please. Can you listen? No, I'm okay. It hurt. And somebody you love, give me a chance to give you a drop, like a little bit, tick, and listen, maybe. Trust me. I try a different angle. Then I said, I did many mistakes in my life. Can I teach you some of my mistakes? I try another angle now. It's a new one. But it's beautiful because within the sharing has to be the receiving. And that's why I think one of my biggest problems I find myself is I want to share more than the person who want to receive. It's a problem too. I want to give 100. But the person next to me want to receive 10. What do I do? What do I do with the 90? I'm looking at myself. What do I do with that? What do I do? I want to give more. So I'm pushing it. And it's amazing. So I ask God in my prayer, say, please, I want to meet more people who will be capable to receive more so I can give more. So this week, I think I tell it in the Zohar, I'm lending. I receive a phone call. Phone call, as I'm landing, I'm telling you, literally, like before touchdown, before the ring, I said, it's working. Say, urgent, you have to come see this person. Not one of the... So wow, it's a big vessel. I hope I can fill it up, you know. And I enjoy. Went to see and we talked today. Amazing. So the Creator, once you want to share, truly, you're going to start finding different people. Because within the sharing, there is a receiver. Okay? So this chokhmah, שהוא כל שירות פשוט של האור מלמעלה מאין סוף ברוך הוא, כבר נודע שבכל התפשוט הוא מלמעלה כלול הרצון לקבל כנם. אלא אין הצורה של הרצון לקבל נגלית בפועל. But you can see the desire to receive within the light that come out of the מעציל, that come out of the emanator. You can see it. It doesn't be revealed. Why? Because it's fulfilled. The desire can only be appear when it's empty. You can see a desire when it's fulfilled. A fulfilled desire and the one who shared that fulfillment look the same. A few more. I enjoy that. My wife said we have to finish, but I enjoy 2 more minutes because this is part of my favor. עד שהתעורר הנאצל לרצות ולהמשיך אור יותר מקשור והתפשטותו, וכן כיווה שהרצון לקבל כלום בבחינת כוח טרף באור התפשוט, הם יכולים האור לגלות כוח אל הפועל. And that's why it's have to go to 4 stages until from the side of the receiver there is a true desire. This is a very beautiful explanation here. I love that. So, because it's very simple. And so it's have to go to stages. You understand? You have to go to stages. And when you go through the stages, then a desire happens like that. But we have to finish because we have another class that's why.